Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. Now, continuing with this year's theme of mindset, I'm excited to share another great guest with you today. Marta Raptus is here with us today, and I'll bring her on in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy day to spend time here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur. You know, I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place, and you truly want to make a difference in the world. And so perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show today. Now, I always love to know what you think about the show, and I want to make sure that these shows are really meaningful for you. So if you are listening on your favorite network, please feel free to reach out to me, leave a comment, leave a review, subscribe to the show so that you won't miss an episode. Now, I'm going to introduce our guest for today, and then we're going to take a quick station identification, and when we come back, we're going to bring Marta on, and I'm excited for our conversation today. So let me introduce her first. Marta Raptus is a success coach for women entrepreneurs and the author of The 6-Step Plan to Creating Your Dream Business ebook. Her vision is to help women discover their passion and create the business of their dreams so that they can do what they love and get paid for it. She strives to help her clients live their lives with purpose, harmony, abundance, and joy. A life that's authentic and meaningful. Life is too short to not be happy, right? She does this by helping them believe in themselves and then helping them unlock their potential, as well as setting up a clear path for them to reach their goals through guided action steps. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Marta's going to join us on the show. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome, Marta.
Thank you, Bonnie. I'm very excited to be here as well.
Awesome. I'm so glad that you've taken time out of your busy day to share with all of us. That's just wonderful. You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but as we're focusing on the importance of mindset and the role that it plays in building that business that we all want that leads to financial freedom, would you share a little bit more about your journey and your thoughts on the importance of mindset and maybe how it's affected you and your business through your journey?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, mindset is everything, in my opinion. Mindset is more important even than strategies to accomplish your dream life. It's actually been said that success is achieved 80% in the mind and 20% through strategies. Mm-hmm. Because success all comes down to what you believe about yourself, right? So I'm a huge believer in the law of attraction, and you know, you really do attract more of what your mind is focused on. So if your mind is stuck on your fears, doubts, and worries, then that is what you'll experience over and over again. This kind of mindset blocks success from coming to you. I don't want to sound cliche, but you gotta believe in yourself, and you gotta believe that you're capable of accomplishing your dreams if you expect them to come true, right? And I believe that the human mind is very powerful, and a lot of us don't use it to our advantage. And if you're trying to build financial freedom, you must train your mind to be in the right space for it. You must open your mind to the fact that you can achieve that freedom and really fully believe in the possibility of it.
You know, it sounds like, and I'm of the same mindset, it's so much about belief. I've often said belief is the best gift that you can give to yourself.
That's right. I fully agree with that.
Because we'll get what we expect. That's, you know, part of that whole law of attraction thing. But how do you, I mean, when you're seeing, when you're working with someone, you're working with a client, how do you deal with the whole, the fears, the doubts, the worries, the imposter syndrome, all those things that so many new entrepreneurs struggle with?
Mm-hmm. We just basically, it's, we tackle like where they came from to begin with, right? Mm. They always start from somewhere, and, you know, it's always about nailing down where does it come from and how can we eliminate it. Like, we have to understand it before we can deal with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's basically just finding out what's really holding you back and then working from there.
Okay. So, like, I'm assuming that you're talking about, you know, the limiting beliefs that we all have, things that we might have heard when we were kids or
exactly.
whatever, and that's sort of embedded in our subconscious, and that's what drives the train, right?
Exactly. That's exactly it.
So, looking back, you know, are there pitfalls that you went through on your business journey? And if there were, and maybe you didn't have any, I don't know, but if there were, how did you, like, keep them from happening again?
So, well, I believe that I developed true urge to be my own, to have my own business and be my own boss long before my first job, but I never knew what to do about it. I didn't know any entrepreneurs personally, especially not ones that were in their early 20s, right? So I always thought I got to do the normal thing, quote unquote, that everybody else does if I wanted to succeed in life.
Mm.
I got to go to school, get a steady job, get a house, you know, get married. And then later, when I'm older and wiser, I can allow myself to start thinking about possibly having my own business.
So you have to be older to be an entrepreneur, right?
Right. Like, nobody told me to start doing my own thing right away. I was always on the impression that I have to pay my dues before I could live the life of my dreams. But now I know that that wasn't true. So my first mistake was thinking that I have to wait till I got older to start doing what I love and start working for myself. That mistake was really that I thought I had to conform to society to do what's expected of me. So now I just want to say to whoever, just go for it as soon as you feel the desire. Follow your desires. That's what life is all about. You know, to live it like you mean it, live with purpose, do what brings you joy. And if you're in a position where you know what you want, but you don't necessarily know how to implement your ideas, just get yourself a mentor ASAP. Find someone you respect, someone who's already done what you want to do, and learn from them everything you can. Don't be afraid to invest in yourself.
Yeah. So one of your sort of pitfalls, if you want to call it that, or lessons early on was, hey, I don't have to wait until I'm older to be an entrepreneur and to make changes. And how did you go through that process? I mean, what kinds of, I would imagine it's, you know, all the things that you just mentioned, you know, getting a mentor and learning from them. And tell us a little bit more about that journey for you, Marta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess, well, when I first graduated from college, it was from an interior design program. And I worked in that field for about a month, and it really didn't work out. I realized that I, you know, enjoyed interior decorating, but just for myself, not for other people. So I was kind of lost at that point and didn't know what to do next. While I was trying to figure things out, I took all sorts of retail jobs to make some money. And then I started to hate retail. So I decided to go back to school after a little while, and at this time I completed hotel management. So I worked in that field for a year and a half, and now I started to be the hospitality field too. And at that point, I started thinking there was something wrong with me. Like, could I, like, not like any of the jobs I've had up till now? It's not like I felt like I was lazy. It's just that I really didn't enjoy anything I did.
Mm.
And it was like I had these feelings of being suffocated at every job that I did. So at this time, a new opportunity presented itself, and it was to go into business with my then-boyfriend, now husband. And he got this idea that we should open a Subway franchise together, like a sandwich shop.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
sure.
Mm-hmm. So because I already hated my job at the time, it seemed like my ticket out of hell, you know. And at the time, it felt like the best thing ever because I so wanted to be my own boss, and it all seemed so amazing. But as we started running this Subway restaurant business, things were not all that we hoped they'd be. We worked very long hours, you know, 7 days a week. We were always tight. We were always, like, tired, and never had any time to ourselves. We felt chained to that place, and we really did not experience any freedom. And what's more, the job was really not glamorous at all. I mean, we were doing it all. We were making sandwiches, cleaning, prepping food, and doing everything behind the scenes. So it was really hard work, and truthfully, we were miserable. So the business wasn't even generating the income that we hoped for. So one day, we came to an agreement that it was time to cut our losses short and look for an exit strategy. We ended up selling the business after 2 years of operation, and we were basically left with debt from it. So now it was time to go back to work for someone else. And of course, that didn't really make me happy, but I needed to start making money again. So I went back into the hospitality field. And I did that again for about 4.5 years this time. It was back to the rat race for me, and it was not a good feeling. During those 4 years, I was in a weird place. I was beating myself up about having failed my first business, and I couldn't stand the fact that I was working for someone else again. And again, I felt like I was being suffocated every day I went into work, and like I did not have any freedom in my life. You know, it was really never my thing to ask someone else, like your boss, for basically permission to take a day off, to go on vacation, to book a doctor's appointment, and so on. Oh, I always hated that. Mm. Even the commute to work every day made me feel like I was just doing the grind and not really living. You know, working hard for 8 days a week plus commute time and to only experience freedom on weekends, which always felt way too short. I remember I just wanted out of that situation, but for a long time, I was too scared to take another risk. Mm. Until one day, something inside me awoke, and I started thinking, oh, my God, what if I end up doing this grind thing, like, till I'm old and gray and never really have lived my life properly? So that thought really scared me, and that's when I decided to take action. I made myself a promise that I will not live with regrets when I get old. I wasn't sure what to do yet at the time, but I was absolutely sure that I wanted to be my own boss again and that I wanted to live a life of freedom. I wanted to be able to set my own schedule, you know, make appointments when I please, go on vacation when I please. Like, that was my dream. So I started exploring options and playing around with hobbies until I found the one that really resonated with me. And that was making all natural soaps and body products. I did that for a little bit, like after doing that on the side, I did it on the side of my full-time job for about 6 months, and then finally, I was ready to take another risk. I quit my job, and I started working on my new business full-time. That's when I realized I was so much happy working for myself, and had decided, no matter what, I will always be an entrepreneur from now on. I ran this business completely on my own for about 3 years, and I did pretty well considering, but when I wanted to take it to the next level, something interesting happened. I came up with Forleo's B School, and I signed up for that. And right at the beginning of that program, I realized that once again, I was in the wrong business. It's not that I wasn't proud of what I had created, but she basically made me super aware of what I really deeply desired in life. So what I desired was a location-independent business that I could basically run from my laptop, you know, from anywhere in the world without being chained to like a physical location. And it became very clear to me that I value freedom in life above everything else. And that's when I really discovered coaching, and I absolutely fell in love with this new idea. And so here I am now.
Wow. You know, it's often said, and I know I'll get this saying wrong, but it's something about that we experience and learn ourselves what we're meant to teach. And it sounds like your experience of not being happy in your, you know, regular J-O-B job, you know, the grind, as you put it, and needing to get out is kind of what you do now in your coaching.
Exactly. Yeah.
Helping other people to do that because you know what it's like to be there too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just going back to the pitfalls, you know, my other mistake was not doing enough research about the first business I jumped into. If I had done proper research, I would have known that a Subway franchise was not at all the type of business that I would enjoy. I've learned by now that starting the right business is super important. So for those who've been in business for a long while and are not seeing the results that they hope for, you know, it may not be what you want to hear, but I strongly suggest reading whether you're in the right business to begin with. Just take inventory of what's important to you, what kind of lifestyle you're after, and see if the business you chose is a match for it.
Okay. Yeah. So that's how someone would sort of assess if they're in the right business or thinking about the right business, to take a look at what their sounds like, what their values are, what's important to them, what they, you know, who they are, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, even with my second business, you know, the soap making, I just came to a realization that I wasn't willing to do what was necessary to expand that business. So like, I didn't really want to open up warehouses, you know, hire a bunch of employees. That was not my thing, right?
Right.
I wanted to work from a laptop. So just getting clear on that is very important.
Okay. So advice for people who are either thinking about becoming entrepreneurs because they don't like their job, or they're already entrepreneurs and it's maybe not going as well as they had hoped. How do you recommend that they sort of do that assessment? I mean, I would imagine you can assess, is this the right business at any point in the journey?
Yeah, for sure. Again, if you're lost there, I highly getting a mentor. You know, hiring a coach might not be cheap, but it's so very valuable. Having someone guide you in the right direction from the start is priceless and worth every penny you spend. I mean, how many times, like, people spend thousands of dollars to go to college and then never end up working in the field, right? And yet most people don't hesitate at all to invest that money to get themselves educated. But when it comes to hiring a coach, everybody makes such a big deal about spending the money because it's not what the average Joe does, right? Wish that I knew this option sooner myself. You know, during my first business, I did everything myself, and it was really hard. It wasn't until I signed up for my first, like, high-level shift that I was finally able to realize that starting the right business was the most important first step. And only then I got some real clarity about what really mattered to me and what steps to take in order to live my life on my own terms. But they say that everything happens for a reason. And I guess the reason for everything that happened to me the way it did was that so that I could learn experiences and help others from a place of true understanding. So I don't regret anything that I've done. You know, the experiences I've had shaped the way I think. They taught me to no longer do things just because everybody else is doing them and gave me permission to go ahead and resist conformity. So my final thoughts on this is to always find a lesson in everything that you do and always make an effort to learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, they're not, mistakes aren't a bad thing because they're there for us to learn from, and there are no accidents, I always say.
Exactly.
So, Marta, I'm curious, how did you know, I think fear of the unknown, fear of failure, but also fear of success is something that a lot of new entrepreneurs deal with. Through your transition of, you know, going from the corporate world, your Subway little piece, you're making soaps, and then going back to, you know, going back to a job, all of those sorts of things, how did you, I would imagine that you had some of that fear too. How did you get past that?
Yeah, that was one of the most powerful changes that I've had to make in order to move forward was letting go of the past. After my first business failed, I was pretty devastated for a while, and I was very hard on myself for allowing it to happen. For the longest time, I was holding me back that I didn't even realize this until like many years later. This disappointment in myself was deeply rooted within me, and I wasn't allowing myself to take another risk for a long time. It wasn't until I read somewhere that you have to forgive yourself for past mistakes in order to move forward that I realized how much I had been holding on to this past resentment. So I really started working on this stuff, on forgiving myself, and then suddenly I felt like a huge weight was lifted. I started to feel a shift. I finally gave myself permission to start taking chances on new opportunities again, and it's been so rewarding to do that. I've opened myself up to new possibilities again, and I've let go of the fear of making mistakes and realized it's all part of the process. It's part of life. You know, I realized that it's simply impossible to live a completely perfectly life and that it's okay to mess up, to change your mind and try something new and unfamiliar. And it's because of all this letting go that I was able to finally find and create my ideal business, which is coaching. And I feel now that being a coach for entrepreneurs is my purpose. It totally lights me up. And the only reason I found this path is because I've gone through things in the past and made all those mistakes. So everything really does happen for a reason. So holding on to anger because you've messed up in the past is very productive. It's really good to just let it go and always move forward, keeping your eye on the prize.
Yeah. Oh, that's such good advice. And I think a lot of people struggle with that. You know, well, definitely. It hasn't worked in the past. Oh, I feel bad about this. I'm going to fail again. Whatever it is,
right.
That forgiveness piece, you're right, is absolutely huge because so many of us carry around that guilt that we're not good enough and we failed in the past or whatever. You know, I think failure, the word failure, I think has a bad connotation to it. I think I think failure is a part of life that you have to experience to
right.
to get your goal, you know, yes. to grow.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, for sure. I mean, if I hadn't failed all those times, like, I wouldn't have been able to coach other people, you know, and have to run
Absolutely.
Up to the business. Yeah.
So looking back, would, you know, and maybe we just talked about it, I don't know. I'm going to always like to ask people, what's the one most powerful change that they made that brought them the biggest result in terms of their reaching their goal, reaching their dream, you know, business, their financial freedom? And maybe it's the stuff we just talked about, but I'm curious, Marta, what is it for you? What one thing do you think was the biggest aha, the tipping point in your business journey?
Mm-hmm. What I said was definitely one of them, letting go of the past and forgiving myself. But also, like, never settle for what doesn't bring you joy. You know, I always say, always strive to do what you love, because there's no point in forcing yourself to do what you don't like just because that's what's expected of you. You know, so I always say, get very clear on what that is for you and work towards that. Don't waste your precious time here on earth. You know, make the most of it. Make sure you know what you want and then go get it. I'm a firm believer that life is meant to be enjoyed and not endured, you know, and then realize that busy work is not the answer and neither is struggle. Learn to work smart instead of hard. Streamline your business so that it suits your lifestyle. Get help when you need it and don't try to do it all alone. You know, being an entrepreneur can be lonely sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So make sure to surround yourself with other like-minded entrepreneurs so that you always have someone to lift you up when you need it.
Oh, yeah, that's great advice, because you're right. Being an entrepreneur, I mean, we have friends that maybe, you know, work a regular job or whatever, work in corporate America, but it's a different language.
It's a very different language.
Yeah, we don't understand the same stuff, and so it is hard, and it can be very lonely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need people that are on the same wavelength, you know, as you are.
Absolutely. You know, I heard from a little bird that you have a fabulous gift for all of the listeners. So would you talk about your gift a little bit? Because I think it's something that is great and people are going to want to scoop it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, for anyone who visits my website at monsteractors.com, I have a really great free ebook called 6-Step Plan to Creating Your Dream Business. So you can grab that whenever. But also I have a special offer for those who are listening to this telesummit. Now, this is because I love reading so much, and I find it very valuable due to how much it's helped me shape a strong mindset for success. My free gift to you is a comprehensive list of my top recommended books for wealth and success consciousness. So these are books that I've personally read and found super helpful. Some of them I believe should be part of mandatory reading in school. That's how I learned from them.
Oh. Fabulous. Oh, thank you so much for that generous gift. You know, I'm a book person too. I mean, I've never counted them, but I've got, I think, 6 or 7 bookshelves in my house.
Wow.
So I'm one of these people who's an avid reader as well. So that's a fabulous gift. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, I always like to leave our listeners today with, you know, one really important thing, because, you know, life is busy and our brains get full of stuff. And, you know, if people can't like fit that much more into their brain today, what would you say, Marta, is the one biggest thing takeaway from our conversation today, that golden nugget that you want to make sure people are absolutely going to leave with?
Don't try and do it all alone. When you're running a business, get like high-level mentorship was everything to me. It changed the way I think. It changed the way I see, you know, my business. I feel that it just changed my life, like not just my business, but my life. So I find it super helpful to get some professional help so that you're not stuck. You're not, you know, sitting there at your desk and not knowing what to do next.
Oh, yeah, that's such good advice. You know, and people think that, you know, allowing people to help them, getting help, delegating, whatever it is a sign of weakness or something.
Yeah.
And it's
not.
It is not.
No. Yeah, no, definitely it's not. It's very important to do.
It's the right thing and the smart thing to do.
Yes, it will make your business a lot more successful, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, Marta, I want to thank you for sharing your insights with us today. And there was lots of juicy golden nuggets in today's conversation. Is there anything else that you would like to say or leave with our listeners before we end our conversation today?
Always believe in yourself and figure out what you want to do in life and go do it. You know, don't hold yourself back. Don't let life slip you by and then live with regrets. Whatever you want to do in life, go for it.
Yeah, I always say when I'm in my 80s or whatever, I don't want to look back and say, oh, I wish I would have.
That's exactly what I was trying to say here. Well put.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So believing in yourself and enjoying life, because yes. I say this all the time too. You said it earlier. Mm-hmm. We're not meant to suffer.
You know, life is not meant to be a struggle. No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your time today. And people will have to go access your free gift, and that will be on the gift page. And I just want to thank you for taking time, because I know sometimes it's when we talk about our journeys, you know, everybody hears, you know, like the highlight reels, like they see all the good stuff, and they don't often recognize that in any journey, pretty much any journey, I mean, maybe there's some exceptions, that there's all this stuff that happens first, you know, mm-hmm. all this stuff that maybe there were difficulties or challenges or failures or whatever. So thank you so much for sharing that human side of entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. because I think that sometimes we don't hear enough of that. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, I always want to remind you that The Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and, of course, Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at BonnieGressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at BonnieGressel.com as well. So be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and, of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.